You're listening to the eWomen Network Show on News Talk 820 WBAP.
Welcome back to the eWomen Network Show. I'm Sandra Yancey. If you've just tuned in, you haven't tuned in too late. You missed Barbara, and she's fabulous, but you can always check out her interview on our website. Give us a few days, and guess what? By Thursday, this entire show will be posted, and you can go back and either revisit the new women that I'm getting ready to interview, or you can go back and check out Barbara with Bank of America. Okay, my next guest is Jennifer Lee. She is a certified coach, artist, and yogini of artisan coaching. Jennifer Lee inspires you to awaken your inner muse. Through her coaching and workshops, she has helped hundreds of women access their intuition and achieve their goals. Her unique art visioning approach blends coaching and creativity to empower clients to color outside the lines and live full and in full expression. Before pursuing her own passions full-time, Jennifer consulted for 10 years at companies like Gap and Accenture, where she managed change and coached executives. Jennifer is a CPCC and Quest Circle coach through the Coaches Training Institute. She is a certified yoga instructor, too, and she is featured as a coach in the book, The Girl's Guide to Kicking Your Gear. Jennifer, welcome to the eWomen Network Show.
Hi, Sandra. It's great to be here.
It's great to be with you. Let's talk about this whole thing called certification. You're actually a certified life coach. Tell me exactly what that means.
Sure. Well, that means that I've been trained to help professional and entrepreneurial women who are feeling stuck in their personal or professional lives. They're usually already successful, but they feel like something's missing, and they're usually yearning for more balance and meaning. So as a certified coach, I work with them by listening, asking powerful questions, and holding accountability so that I can help them get clear on what's most important to them and develop goals and action plans to achieve their visions.
But by being certified, you've gone the extra mile. I mean, you've actually received the formal education on the methodology and processes to really guide people through this experience, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay.
I've gone through a series of courses and then 6 months of certification training, which includes an exam.
Right, which is what CPCC is, right?
Exactly.
Which stands for?
Certified Professional Coactive Coach.
Got it. Okay. Yes. Now, there are lots of coaches out there, Jennifer.
I know.
Okay. So what makes your coaching approach different?
Sure. What makes me unique is that I blend my coaching with creativity and art. It really helps people tap into their intuition. And I find that when people engage with their creative and intuitive right brain, they're more open to possibilities. You know, they surprise themselves with new perspectives, and they feel freer to express what they're really experiencing. So in my approach called art visioning, I incorporate mediums like collage, visualization, movement, drawing into my coaching. And when I'm working with my clients, art visioning might look like collaging their dream job, drawing or coloring their current emotion or mood, or even working with Play-Doh. It literally helps them shape a new perspective because it gets them out of their head and working with their hands, and they love it.
And you know what? The smell of Play-Doh.
Totally. I have some with me right now.
It takes you to a place where there were no boundaries.
Exactly.
You know, and so it, I think, psychologically helps you reach out beyond the box we sometimes put ourselves in.
Definitely. That's okay. What I mean by coloring outside the lines, you know?
Yeah. How does this apply to women? And don't you consider them creative and artistic or even crafty already?
I do. And, you know, I do hear it from a lot of women that they don't consider themselves creative or
isn't that amazing?
Artistic. Yeah. And especially, I think, business women, because we've been so ingrained in like striving for the next big thing and trying to think what the logical next step is that, you know, oftentimes we don't access our right brain.
Yeah.
So I found that women really enjoy having that creative time.
Okay. Tell me what you mean by the statement, awakening your inner muse.
Sure. So I look at your inner muse as our internal source of our wisdom, our creativity, and our own inspiration. And as adults and as businesswomen, sometimes we lose touch with that creative force. You know, as kids, like you said, we were full of wonder and playfulness and curiosity. So awakening our inner muse is a way to use different tools to help us get in touch with our own creativity so we can use it to expand our lives and our business.
Okay. Before I get into giving our listeners your contact information, give me one or two quick ways in which, simple ways for busy women that can really bring more creativity to their lives.
Sure. I can give you a couple of really simple tips. So the first one is just gain fresh perspective. So read a magazine or a book that you normally wouldn't read and see what ideas that sparks.
Okay.
Number two is really easy. Just scribble or doodle and see what emerges. And it's oftentimes fun to doodle with a friend and see what you can co-create and how that can apply to co-creating something in real life.
Okay. Very fascinating.
Yeah.
What is the best way for our listeners to tap into you?
Sure. They can reach me at my website, which is Artisan Coaching, and I'll spell that out. That's www.artizencoaching.com. And I also have a blog about my right brain business plan, which is a fun way to do business planning. And that's www.rightbrainbizplan.com, right brain and then B-I-Z plan.com.
Terrific. And or if you're driving right now and you can't write all that down, just remember, we're talking to Jennifer Lee, and you can go to the ewomennetwork.com website. And there's a number two right on the homepage. It says click here to find a member and do a search. Just click and automatically just put in Jennifer's name. It's J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Last name is Lee, L-E-E. And she's under the industry categories of personal and professional coach. The second one would be artist, and the third is creative endeavors. Any of those three will get you to Jennifer Lee as well. Jennifer, congratulations to you on your unique niche of coaching and making a difference in people's lives. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being a member.
Thanks so much, Sandra. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick news break. Don't go away. We've got more right after this.